It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday, July 23rd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Netflix announced some solid quarterly earnings this week. Income went up to $71 million, and the company passed 50 million subscribers for the first time. CEO Reed Hastings credited, in part, picking up Netflix original program Orange is the New Black for a second season. Now, as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports, Netflix is getting serious about its plans for international expansion.
Netflix is in expansion mode.
International expansion has been a core part of Netflix strategy.
Andy Liu is with Standard & Poor's. With Netflix planning to enter European markets this fall, Liu says branching out internationally is only natural.
As a company, you're always looking for growth, and you have a very successful model, then the next thing you would think about is, how do I export that to a different marketplace?
But some observers say Netflix stock is overvalued. Michael Pachter is a research analyst at Wedbush Securities. He says expanding into new international markets is more expensive than it seems.
Each country requires separate technology spending. Each country requires a separate content deal.
And as Amazon Prime begins to compete more with Netflix in foreign markets, the two media giants are likely to drive up the cost of content, which would be bad financially for both companies. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
By the way, both Comcast and Apple also announced good earnings this week. For Apple, the massive $7.7 billion in profit this quarter is about a cool billion more than last year this time. It came with help from new iPhone and Mac sales. As warring factions in Iraq battle for control of real-world regions, there's another battle going on online. And a new wrinkle in that worrisome conflict has to do with the country's five internet service providers and the people who use them. Here's Dan Clements, president of Intel Crawler, which looked at the growth in attacks.
We see an uptick in the amount of malware being sent to the users of these Iraqi ISPs.
And that uptick means people in Iraq are using cyber weapons to gain an advantage, to try and do all sorts of stuff. Clements again.
Once a person's email has been spearfished, they can send emails from that computer to other trusted parties, and they may achieve a military advantage, a financial advantage. All kinds of damage can be done from cyberspace to give them an edge.
Worth noting that Intel Crawler is pointing out the general increase in cyber warfare. We don't know specifically who and what is being affected yet. But in Iraq's convoluted and war-torn landscape, the battle over not just propaganda, but information is its own kind of threat. Ever since Edward Snowden, we've known that email as a basic internet protocol is essentially insecure. As much as I'd enjoy opting out sometimes, I still have to use email. It's still tough to deliver a useful work-related message over Snapchat. And even disappearing message apps have their own security holes. So where does this all leave us? Well, New York Times tech columnist Molly Wood has been looking at the least imperfect email encryption tools. Molly, how are you?
Hey, how are you, Ben?
I'm good. So you're on a mission to help people use encrypted email.
I am. This is sort of part three for me. I'm on a mission to help people try to secure their communications in ways that they can actually handle.
Okay, so what did you discover as you sallied forth on this mission?
I discovered that there is a move afoot to create easier encryption tools. And I did discover one that I think is fairly promising, assuming that it is not itself a tool of the National Security Agency.
Right.
That is called Vertru, which is basically a browser plugin. So you can download it and then install it for Firefox and Chrome.
And the way that works is you always log into your email via a browser that is running this plugin, and thus it protects you.
Exactly. And the benefit of something like Vertru is that you can encrypt your email that you send to someone. They don't have to have Vertru installed in order to read it. They get a link, and then they can read the decrypted email in basically a separate browser window.
Okay.
So it's pretty easy. I mean, you do have to take this step if you're the recipient of clicking it, but you don't have to automatically encrypt every email. So if it's a sensitive information, you maybe encrypt that one email, but if it's just, you know, planning for dinner, maybe you don't bother.
But if it's planning for a super secret dinner, then maybe you do.
Unless it's your super secret dinner.
What's interesting to me also about this is that some of the fundamental encryption challenges that still exist are basic flaws with communication, period. You have to give this information to a program just like you might give it to the Pony Express or someone else or the mailman. And even then, a third party might get involved, and that third party might not be trustworthy.
So that's why some of these tools, and security researchers will say that some of these tools may be, you know, maybe they make encryption easy, but they may introduce, like you said, other security concerns. If you really want to have secure communications...
Don't say messenger pigeon.
Really? I was really going to say messenger pigeon. I was going right to it.
No, I'm sorry. Go on.
If you really care about secure communications, don't use email. Leave email out of it.
Molly Wood is a technology columnist at the New York Times and our dear friend Molly Wood. It's nice to chat with you again.
It is nice to be chatted with.
And one last note today. Want to make the internet implode? Combine cats and Kickstarter and the potential for fail videos with a large-sized hamster wheel. Yes, the One Fast Cat Exercise Wheel Kickstarter project even has testimonials.
She would actually have bathroom problems where she would get bored and she'd start peeing all over the house. But that's decreased since she's gotten the wheel.
Ah, modern startups. Reducing the amount of random cat pee in the house. I will admit, though, I would totally buy this for my cat. Links on our Facebook page, facebook.com/marketplacetechreport. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.